Hello, SFFEL listeners. Welcome to Backlist to the Future, our bi-weekly installment of recommendations from the deep and sometimes dusty corners of science fiction and fantasy, because one show every 2 weeks is not enough to cover all the books we want to talk about. I'm Jen Northington. I'm recording on May 19th, and today I am also talking about some anticipated backlist reads. These two came in very recently from the library. They both happen to be YA, and I swear I did not intend to copy Sharifa this time. It's just working out that way. Not that it's ever a problem, but I'm just saying, sometimes I'm intentionally stealing Sharifa's backlist themes, and sometimes I'm not. And today I'm not. It just happens. All right, before we get into my reads, let's talk about our new podcast, First Edition, which you've been hearing about. It is the brainchild of BookRiot.com co-founder Jeff O'Neill. They're doing interviews, retrospectives, recommendations, guests, all kinds of interesting stuff featuring people who know or love books. On recent episodes, there's a really amazing story from our associate editor and Hey YA podcaster Erica about trying to buy a new mom for a dollar. I laughed a lot. There's also a brand new interview with Khaled Husseini on the 20th anniversary of The Kite Runner. How is it 20 years? I do not know. There's a recurring feature where Jeff and Rebecca try to correctly determine the It Book of the Month. Lots of good stuff. So again, that's First Edition. You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or whatever your podcatcher of choice is. All right, let's hear from a sponsor, and then we will talk about books.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so the first book, backlist read, that I'm excited about, is it sci-fi? Is it paranormal? I can never decide, you know, how superhero stuff fits into the speculative fiction umbrellas. But this is a graphic novel, The Oracle Code, by Marika Nykamp, with Manuel Praetano as illustrator. And I was just talking about this very briefly on All the Books. I have always been really intrigued by Oracle as a character, but I don't really read a lot of DC comics for various reasons. I'm more likely to be reading a Marvel comic, not like on purpose. It just works out that way, generally speaking. But I did watch a lot of Batman, the cartoon, as a child and a preteen. And like I said, Oracle has always been really interesting to me, but I know almost nothing about her. And when I saw that Nykamp was doing a graphic novel, I was like, sign me up. So my library hold just came in, and this is sort of origin story-y. Barbara Gordon, who is Oracle, for those of you who don't know, she's a character in the Batman universe. And she is the daughter of Commissioner Gordon, who Batman regularly interacts with. And she is a survivor of a gunshot that leaves her paralyzed below the waist. And in this story, she is doing rehab at the Arkham Center for Independence. And, you know, she's learning to be a wheelchair user and how to deal with all her new normal, quote unquote. But also something fishy is going on, because of course it is. It's, you know, it's Arkham. Anything, something fishy is always going on. There are strange sounds. There's maybe patients going missing. She's trying to figure out, is this like PTSD trauma? Is she actually hearing voices from in the hallways that don't appear to have anybody attached to them? What is going on? I don't know yet, but I'm really excited to find out. And I love the graphic art style that Praetano is using from what I've seen. So I'm excited about this one. I'm looking forward to it. Again, that is The Oracle Code by Marika Nykamp with Manuel Praetano. And then in fantasy, this one is courtesy of, I mentioned Erica at the top of the show, a HeyYA podcaster and associate editor here at Book Riot. She also writes the In Reading Color newsletter, which I read. And she recently popped this one onto my radar. It's called Year of the Reaper, and it's by Makia Lucier. And I saw the description in Reading Color, and then I DM'd Erica on our Slack and was like, do you think I would like this? And she said yes. So it's a standalone fantasy, which I always love, especially in the summertime. Sometimes I'm ready to dive into a new series, but sometimes I just want like a one-off, and that's what this is. It does take place in the aftermath of a plague, which is, you know, potentially a little triggering for some folks right now. We'll see how we do. But it is about a young lord named Cassia who disappeared during a war, and then the plague happened. And now Cass is back, wants to come home, forget everything that he went through, but the home he comes to is not the home he left. And there's assassins, and there's a historian in training, which delights me personally because I was a history major and I love history-obsessed characters because I feel very seen by them. And, you know, there's secrets and action and adventure and a new world to explore. And yeah, it just seems like right up my alley. And I do also, speaking of covers, really love this cover. It's got like a very intense, you know, is the person like made out of stone? There's a mace involved. There's like a bird flying in the background. It's very misty and serious and potentially, you know, gives me all kinds of questions about what is going to go on in this book. So I'm very excited. I'm also, this is a new author for me. Lucier is new on my radar. And this book came out in 2021. I don't know how I missed it. I mean, I do know how I missed it. There's a bajillion books that come out every day forever. But yeah, I'm excited to dive into this. I think that this summer is going to be my summer of standalones. That's just the vibe. That's just the vibe I'm feeling right now. So here we are. Again, that's Year of the Reaper by Makia Lucier. And you should definitely check out the In Reading Color newsletter if you want more BIPOC literature in your life. I will leave a link in the show notes. Also, I'll link to the Hey YA podcast because why not? We're talking about YA. You should also listen to that podcast. They talk about a lot of good stuff over there. Every now and then I get to guest on it and it's always a good time. So thanks for listening. I hope that your summer is full of good books whenever it starts. Some people are like, summer is not here yet. It's still spring. I don't know. May always feels like summer to me. SFFia is sound edited by Caitlin Brame. Many thanks to her for making us sound great each and every episode. Thank you all, as always, for listening. Shoot us an email at sffya@bookriot.com. You can send in your theme ideas. You can send in your pet pictures. You can send in your feedback, what you're reading, whatever. We'll take it. If you would also like to review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Podchaser or wherever, that would be great. Helps other SFF nerds to find the show. And speaking of finding us, you can find me on social media in between shows. I'm on Tumblr as Jen IRL, J-E-N-N-I-R-L, or on Instagram as I am Jen IRL. And we'll talk to you next time.